Jeff Show. It's episode 10. I'm Landon.
And I'm Landon's dad, Jeff. I said that correctly. And Landon, we are 3-0.
3-0.
Do you know what the Dolphins' record is since the debut of the Landon and Jeff Show?
3-0.
They are perfect. They are not losing. You know what's not perfect?
What is not perfect?
Our picks against Mike. He's killing us right now. He's 2 games up, but we'll get to those at the end of the show.
Yes, we will.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about the Raiders game. I got to sit and watch the entire game. You didn't, but I know you saw the highlights and the recaps and everything. So start talking about your new favorite Dolphin.
My new favorite Dolphin is probably Jakeem Grant because he went insane. I mean, Albert Wilson is still really up there, especially considering he threw that touchdown pass, which we'll get to. But that was just a really great performance by him, and he's definitely moving up in my favorite Dolphins ranking.
Yeah, I think that those two guys were incredible. I love the high five down the sideline as Albert Wilson is sprinting for the game-winning touchdown. You know, we did predict a blowout, and my good buddy Chris Villardo in here was texting me throughout the game, reminding me that we predicted a blowout. I kind of think we sort of blew him out a little bit at the end, but I'm just glad. That was a game that 2 years ago, and certainly last year, the Dolphins would have lost. And because clearly plan A, B, and C was a lot of run up the middle. The Raiders had been 31st coming into the game against the run, and their defense was stout. And we had to do some different things. And that jet sweep kind of at the end to Albert Wilson personified everything to me. That was a pure coaching adjustment that they saw they had speed on the outside and they knew this guy. They didn't need him to go all the way to the house. They just needed to get a couple first downs to run out the clock. And that's been something the Dolphins have not been able to do historically. And they did it. And they did it with style and couldn't have been happier.
The other thing that I feel like we kind of predicted was Albert Wilson getting a throwing touchdown. We called it a couple of podcasts back that we'd see Albert Wilson some sort of jet sweep or trick play where he'd throw the ball to Jakeem Grant.
Yeah, I mean, they've been setting that up for weeks. And if you understand what's going on with that offense, Albert Wilson, I think it's been well documented, is was an outstanding high school quarterback. And not that this is high school, but when you have those quarterback skills, so they'd run him a couple times on jet sweeps and reverses and stuff, misdirection plays, and had him run the ball. And then as soon as he did this one, I stood up in my living room and I screamed very, very loud as the ball was thrown down. And the fact that it was Jakeem Grant made me happy because I knew no one was going to catch him. And he did a great job of making sure he got all the way in. It was of all the games, and I watch every one, of all the games in the last couple seasons, and certainly last year was a tough year for any of them, that was one of the best moments I can remember because you knew that this is something this team had been working on. You knew this was coming, and then to see it come to fruition and work in this way in such a big situation where we needed that game, I believe, because I think the next two are going to be tough. We needed that, and it was just great to see it happen.
You know who stated, or you just said that it was obvious that we were setting it up? You know who didn't know we were setting it up?
John Gruden.
And the Raiders.
Yeah, well, that's true. And I think that Adam Gase answered a lot of questions these first three games as to what type of coach he is and how good he is, because I do think that he's made significant adjustments during the games and from week to week. I love this new offense that seems to be spreading the ball out. I mean, we even saw Devontae Parker sighting. He had a couple nice catches. Kenny Stills, I mean, that Omar Kelly called it the best throw he's ever seen Ryan Tannehill make. I thought Kenny Stills died when he went into that wall and caught that touchdown. I thought that was the end of Kenny Stills. I was like, well, at least he went out with a touchdown. But that was amazing, the ball that Tannehill threw there. You know, Danny Amendola, there were a couple times where again, the run game wasn't working and the 7 or 8 yard slant to Amendola became the run game, and that was great. And then, of course, we talked about Grant Wilson. I love this new offense. We had Mike Gesicki sighting. He had a couple first down catches, which is exciting for me. A.J. Derby had a nice catch. Hopefully his injury's not too significant. But just offensively, that's the offense I want to see, especially when the running game didn't work, because the Raiders did an excellent job of loading up and stopping both Kenyon and Frank Gore.
And I feel like this offense has kind of became what the Patriots offense, as much as I hate them, was a couple of years ago, where they could throw it to anyone and it was a catch. And they were making plenty of first downs and plays in the open field.
Yeah.
And there was just faith in all of the receivers. And I feel like that's what we have right now.
Yeah, and I think the difference, though, is Jakeem Grant, Albert Wilson, Kenny Stills, Devontae all have breakaway speed. So if they can just shake one guy, they're gone. And we haven't had that with that many different guys. And I feel like Tannehill can go back and look at the matchup, because you're going to get someone. If you spread four and five guys out, someone's going to get single coverage, or someone's going to have coverage where they're playing off of them, where the guy can make a catch and then make a move after it and then hopefully go. And that's just exciting. It's exciting football to watch. And I do think the running game will come up big. I don't think that was a concerted effort to abandon it. The Raiders just, you got to give them credit. They played great from their defensive line, especially given that they were in, you know, they were calling it 100-degree heat with heat index and black jerseys.
Yeah, I do feel like they did pretty good. But I feel like the Patriots are going to do worse against the run, but that's something we're going to be talking about a little bit later.
Yeah, all right, let's talk about the defense, because the jersey, and Landon, if you change your jersey rotation, I'm going to be with you this weekend. I expect to see the jersey rotation that has been working. Do not change a thing. I've been so superstitious, I've been eating the same food every day since the Dolphins have started this win. I'm not making that up. But Xavien Howard, that interception was just so clutch.
It was, and I still can't believe that he got his feet down, got the interception in such a moment where I feel like a couple of years ago he would have just dropped it, or whoever was playing would have just dropped it.
Well, yeah, because earlier in the drive, T.J. McDonald had one hit him in the chest and he dropped it, and that was old Dolphins. That was deflating, and the one thing I will say is that I do think Derek Carr played great. That was an awful pass. There's no reason in that down and distance to throw that ball, especially to throw it underneath where the defensive back probably is a better opportunity to get it than the receiver. But what a great play by Howard. Everyone's been writing about it all week. He's playing at a Pro Bowl level. He clearly is a shutdown, lockdown corner we've been looking for, and it just makes such a difference on the anchoring of the defense.
And I feel like this is the third thing that me and you have predicted, because the second we drafted him, I got his jersey after the first time we saw it was available.
You did. That was a good call. Another guy whose jersey is very much in contention for next jersey acquired is Minkah Fitzpatrick. Minkah got thrust into the starting role. There was a really funny play. Did you see the play when Marshawn Lynch, when Beast Mode, just literally ran over him?
I did see that.
I really enjoyed that. That was really fun to watch him get. That's a welcome to the NFL moment, Rook. That was kind of funny. But Minkah played great. He played all but, I think, one or two snaps of the game. And you know, that's something that he's going to be able to build on, especially when he goes back to the other role with Rashad out there, that at least he's done it all by himself. I was very impressed. He doesn't seem like a rookie to me.
And I feel like he's kind of like, we're playing him almost as if we play Jakeem Grant on offense. We just kind of put him around where we feel like he can make a play or he has an opportunity, and he has. We don't say, okay, you are going to play cornerback every play this drive, no matter what. I don't care if the safety goes down and injured, we'll put someone else in, you're playing quarterback. No, we've been moving around, and it's been working.
Yeah, no, for sure. He definitely stepped up in a big situation, and the whole defense. Now, there was a lot of injuries, Landon. So William Hayes out for the year, which is a bummer. Chase Allen's going to be out for a little bit. Andre Branch is going to be out for a little bit. There was an interesting article this morning, I don't know if you saw it, that Armando Salguero, the great writer for the Miami Herald, wrote. Did you happen to see what he penned this morning?
I did not.
Well, that's because you were at school. So I'm actually glad you didn't see that, because if you had read that article while you were supposedly studying at school, I would have been a little upset with you. But what he wrote is this could actually benefit Miami's defense in terms of the pass rush, because that just means Robert Quinn and Cam Wake are going to play more. That they've basically been shuttling these guys in and out, in and out, in and out. And now you're still going to see Charles Harris, and you're still going to see some of the other backups, but you may see more of Wake and Quinn, and that's going to be bad for TB12, as he likes to be called, because those are excellent pass rushers, and they haven't been playing a lot. Now, there is something to say, and Armando wrote this very eloquently, about the freshness of these guys. Can they play a full game? But, folks, it's going to be 60 degrees in New England. It's going to be sunny, so it's not going to be 100-degree heat. So for a Dolphins team, this weather should play right into our hands. And if Wake and Quinn can be in those critical more situations early downs instead of just the third down and pass rush, maybe we could get a little pass rush early.
And if you were wondering why you said TB12, we refuse to say the Patriots quarterback's name.
I didn't know we do that, but yeah, that's fine. We don't have to ever say his name. I don't like him.
We haven't said his name yet.
All right, we'll keep it going like that. It's yeah, this is a scary week for me because this all seems to be too good. We're coming in 3-0. They're coming in limping off of a loss where they looked pathetic on national TV at night. Rex Burkhardt's going to be out for the game. They're starting a rookie running back. You know, James White will still be there. They don't seem to have receivers. You know, Josh Gordon was inactive last week. Who knows if he's going to play? And this is the type of game that they just come up and smack us. And I'm terrified of it. I don't want to play them. I know the schedule says we have to. What are your thoughts going into to week four?
I do agree. I feel like it's one of those situations where it's too good to be true, and it's a little bit nerve-wracking going into Foxborough. and we don't have the best record at Foxborough against the Patriots. And so I'm a little bit concerned, but I feel like as long as we keep the run game, I feel like the run game is going to be the key to this game, because personally, I don't think the Patriots have a very good run defense. And you could argue about the statistics, but they haven't really played any run-heavy teams. And I feel like we could consider ourselves in this game a run-heavy team.
Yeah, I hope so. I definitely hope so. That could be something that is very, very attractive to our team. The run will definitely be key. But it just seems to be like this is one of those where it just doesn't make sense. Nothing has made sense this year in the NFL, right? It just seems like it's been such a crazy first couple weeks. It's like that every year. I mean, there's the Rams are good, we know. The Chiefs are good, we know. Other than that, I don't know what else we know. I know that we're 3-0, though, and sitting on top of the division for the first time in a long time, 3 weeks into the season, and that's a great feeling. So I'm excited about the season, and I'm really, really hoping that we can withstand the upcoming injury bug, because you know that's going to be coming, and we just kind of fight through this stuff.
Yes, and I'm just waiting to see which one of our key playmakers who's been doing the season is going down. I'm just hoping it doesn't happen, but I feel like it's going to happen with every single team this year, considering how many injuries have been happening already, and I'm just getting a little worried.
Yeah, well, every team's going through that, so as long as we can keep our quarterback and our playmakers, for the most part, injury-free, I think we'll be okay. I do think this is going to be a critical two-week stretch of the season, with playing the Patriots and then the Bengals, because both teams are good, but both teams are in the AFC and could be playoff competitors. So, I mean, imagine a world where we somehow win the next 2 weeks. I mean, that just puts us in a place where I never dreamed this part of the season that we could potentially be looking at 4-0, let alone 5-0. And obviously you don't want to look ahead, and this is going to be a really tough game. And if we lose this one, if you would have told me before the season that we would start 3-1, Landon, I would have taken it every single scenario. There'd be no looking back at that. So either way, I think we're set up for an interesting rest of the season.
And I'd be proud of us even if we go 4-1, because I feel like that's still, we can still build upon that, and we still have to play the Bills. I mean, get to, because
yeah,
it's kind of a privilege to play the Bills twice.
I don't know, the Bills last week looked like world beaters. Be careful what you ask for.
I don't feel like that's going to be continuous.
All right. Well, you know what? We picked them last week against Mike, and they didn't help us. So we picked the Vikings, and we got squashed in that one. It was not a good week for us, Landon. All right, what else do you want to talk about before we do a couple more minutes on the Patriots and then kind of get to our
picks? There's nothing really I want to talk about other than a couple of their players, or we already kind of touched on this, our key players are injured. I think that's only helping our secondary, which has been playing really strong. And I have pretty good confidence when we're on defense, but once we go into offense, that's where I feel like we have to focus. This training camp, or this like practice till the game starts, I feel like it's all offense. Defense has been playing fine, and as long as they do even half of what they've been doing, we'll be fine.
Okay,
it's just the offense. I feel like scoring points, that's gonna be important.
Okay, see, I look at it the opposite way. I'm concerned with them dinking and dunking the ball down the field and us just not being able to stop 6 or 7 yard gains. If you looked early in the game against the Raiders, Jordy Nelson out of the slot went in the middle and was just all over the place. And then he was doing double moves and had the one real long pass and was open all day, caught that first touchdown. I don't know why John Gruden went away from that. I have no idea why John Gruden and Greg Olsen went away from it. But I don't think Bill Belichick would do the same thing. I think if he sees something that's working, that they would just go all the way through and not stop. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what kind of transpires if they go back and revisit what the Raiders abandoned pretty early, because that seems to me like that's something that was working against our defense. Now, granted, Rashad Jones will be back, so that helps significantly. But we still have two rookie rookie linebackers, McMillan and Baker, who a lot of times don't seem to be excelling in pass coverage. And that's probably not to be expected, because I don't think either of them were drafted to be pass defenders, maybe more Baker than Raekwon. You know, the goal for Raekwon, they said, was not even to play him in passing downs. And now he's playing every down. So I think that's going to be a definite challenge.
My question is, who do you think they're going to throw to short downs? Because they had Jordy Nelson,
Gronkowski.
Who everyone knew
Gronkowski.
Everyone knew going into it was going to be amazing.
Yeah, but
I feel like we can...
They have Gronkowski. They have Hogan. They have, maybe Josh Gordon will be back. Who knows? I just know that they always seem to beat us, Landon, up there. I won't believe it till it actually happens.
But I feel like we could just put Minka, and we could have Roquan, or Raekwon, however you pronounce his name, watching over him. And
over
the second
Gronkowski?
Gronkowski. Okay. But have on the Minka on him the entire game, and I feel like that could slow him down.
That was the idea behind drafting him. So this is now it's time to actually see if it works.
Well, we haven't done it yet, so I feel like
we haven't played them. All right. Well, let's see how they do. That's my concern is that they're gonna just throw short things under the middle for 6 and 7 yards. They break a tackle, they become 8, then it becomes 2nd and 2, and James White's running around the end for 4 or 5 yards, and these drives get longer and longer, and then they do a double move and they hit us. So if we can avoid that scenario, I think really important for me is limiting them on first down, forcing them into 2nd and long, 3rd and long, where the pass rush of Quinn and Wake can be super effective. That to me is the key to the whole game. So I think we will score.
I just feel like we need to be optimistic about this game and the fact that we're 3-0,
yep.
And they're not. And
they're not.
On pen and paper, we should win this game, or it should be close.
Yeah.
And
well,
I have faith. We have the confidence on our side.
Well, there are friends in the desert started New England as a 9.5-point favorite, and now it's dropped down to 7.5. So who knows what will happen from there. But the good news is we'll get to sit together and watch the game together, so that'll be fun.
We will be able to do that.
All right. Well, let's get to our picks here as we wrap up episode 10 of the Landon and Jeff Show. We are down 2 games to Mike. Mike has a winning record, and we do not have a winning record. So do you want to try to change things up? How do you want to do this? Because we've been doing it where you pick 2 and I pick 1. How do you want to do this?
I will let you pick 2 because I feel like we've previously discussed who we want. And
okay. The only problem,
Landon,
is I don't remember who we discussed. I remember
we talked about.
Okay, go ahead. Who did we talk about first?
We said that we wanted the Jags over the Jets.
Yeah, so the Jaguars are -9 over the Jets. That's to me where the rookie quarterback meets the great defense. I know the Jaguars didn't score at all last week, but I think they're up. They're due for something.
And then you talked about Saints over Giants.
Yeah,
which
I definitely like
your...
that game. The Saints never seem to play well outside, except for it's going to be like 65 and sunny, and they're only giving up 3.5 points. I think they're significantly, significantly better than the Giants. So we have the Saints, we have the Jags, and who's our third one?
This is the one that I was going to pick that
good.
You don't know yet.
Oh, good.
And that I feel like this is a very obvious one, and that is L.A. over Minnesota.
So the Rams going with the Thursday night game. Rams are a little beat up.
Did you see the Vikings last week? They looked like they were all completely confused. They were flundered by a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. All right, well, those are good picks. So we have the Rams Thursday night, then we have the Jaguars, then we have the Saints.
That is our first Thursday or Monday night game we have chosen.
Yeah, well, hopefully that'll work out for us better than the Monday night game and the Sunday night game we've picked because we've gotten housed in both of those, right?
Yeah, we have.
All right. All right, Landon. I want to get a final prediction from you on the Dolphins versus Patriots game.
The final prediction is, I feel like this is kind of obvious, but I feel like whoever wins the turnover game is going to win the game, and I think we personally have a better defense, so I feel like we're going to win the game.
Okay. Do you have a score in mind?
My score is 27-24.
28-24. Okay, 28-24. So, all right. I like that. That's good. I think, I have two feelings here. I feel like I should reverse jinx and just say the Patriots will win 21-14 and then be excited when I'm wrong. But I don't really want to do that. I think Miami's going to win. I think we're going to win 23-10. I just think we're going to get out early and frustrate them, and I do think this pass rush is going to be way better than it's been, and I think we're going to put a lot of pressure on their quarterback.
I do, and I feel like that if we played the Lions, we would have blown them out.
Yep.
And Patriots lost because they didn't.
Well, the good news is,
Landon,
we do play the Lions in a couple weeks, so we'll be able to see if your prediction comes through.
And we will, and my guess is, as I just said, we will win, and I feel like that they're not looking very hot this season off the beginning, and
nope.
I feel like they might be able to go back up towards the end of the season, but we don't have to worry about that right now, and we just have to worry about this game.
Exactly. One game at a time, as coaches all like to say, right?
Yep.
All right, Landon. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us on the 10th edition of the Landon and Jeff Show. I know there aren't a lot of comments. I don't think anyone's left a comment, so someone leave a comment. That would be nice. Maybe I'll leave a comment so at least I can say that somebody commented on our show. But seriously, if you have any ideas and questions you have for either me or my 12-year-old son, Landon, you're soon to be 13. Getting close.
It is close.
Yeah. Some dolphin stuff is probably in your future for your birthday. If you have birthday gift ideas for Landon, put that in there too. It could always use the help. All right, Landon, you want to take us home?
I would love to. That has been episode 10 of The Land Jeff Show. I'm Landon.
And I'm Landon's dad, Jeff, and I dedicate this episode to the memory of Scott Gorrell's favorite football team. Thanks, everybody, for listening.